from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is this on the Kirk Cousins playlist, Chicken Nick?
I highly
no,
doubt
it. It's way too, like, clubby,
it's
loungy.
It's Kendrick Lamar and SZA, so I doubt it's on Kirk Cousins' playlist.
You don't think Kirk Cousins knows who SZA is, please.
I doubt it.
Edward SZA hands. What kind of scissoring? Scissor me daddy? Like an AEW? That's a real thing. Don't laugh, Nick. Billy, am I not wrong? They have the acclaimed and daddy.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Daddy ass.
I don't know if it's still a thing, but it was a thing.
It was a thing. I think they might have got away from the whole scissoring part of it, but nevertheless. 11:04, Gresham Fauria here with you. Let's get into a couple of things football-wise outside of New England. Of course, the Patriots will be practicing today. Gerard Mayo will speak at 12:30. We will bring it to you right here during Gresham Fauria. We're also off a little early today for Red Sox baseball. The pregame begins at 1:10 as they wrap up the series in Houston. Did you hear the comments that Tua Tagovailoa has made recently about Brian Flores?
Yeah, a big meanie Brian Flores. Yes.
Yeah,
wasn't happy with him.
Yeah, for those who missed it and didn't hear it, Tua was on a podcast recently where he was asked about Brian Flores and kind of hemmed and hawed a little bit, but boy. The answer was stiff.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate, you are the best whatever, you are this, you are that. How would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad, and you hear it more and more, you start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You can be the president of the United States. You have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear or that you probably shouldn't be hearing. You're going to start to believe that about yourself. And so that's sort of like what ended up happening. And it was... I mean, it's basically been, 2 years of training that out of not just me, but, you know, a couple of the guys as well that have been here since my rookie year all the way till now.
What do you make of that? What stands out to you with that comment? Because he's talking about Brian Flores and the couple years that Brian Flores was his head coach, moving him in and out of the roster of the starting lineup when he was a rookie. Like, Is he just overly sensitive? Can he not take tough coaching? Does he need his hand held the entire time?
Yeah, because
Brian Flores was just too much of a jerk.
Yeah, because while I think Flores is a jerk and there is a history there, this feels like Tua being a bit of a sensitivo. Look, he played for Nick Saban. He played for either Sark or Billy O. Or now, listen, Billy O, we're in great stead with Billy O'Brien. But if you've ever been around Bill O'Brien when he's coaching, he will, if I may steal the line from A Christmas Story, can weave a stream of obscenities that would even make a sailor blush. And this feels like he just didn't like Brian Flores. And maybe, Christian, just maybe, there's a little bit of the, they were trying to get Tom Brady. So maybe that's another reason.
Trying to just like, were they trying to beat him down? Was one of those things where I'm gonna ride you so hard. I'm gonna make life so difficult for you. You're gonna want to quit rookie.
Well, but think about this too. If you're Brian Flores, also tried to do the whole Bill Belichick thing where you're not really you. I could criticize Brian Flores for trying to be like Bill as much as I can Mayo for doing the whole we're just gonna go oppo on everything, right? But at the end of the day, Brian Flores came from the only quarterback that he had known in the pros was the best who ever did it, who mentally, as we are finding out, is more old school hardo than he is new age pat me on the head and pat me on the bum. So I wonder if there was a little bit of Flores needed to go somewhere else to kind of see how maybe other players are or how other organizations do things for him to then have a little bit of a different perspective to maybe back off the D-head accelerator.
See, I wondered, you know, I forgot that he was coached by Nick Saban, like very difficult, tough coach. Obviously, like not easy to please, right? You got to be perfect and you got to earn it every single day. Like, they'll cut you. They'll replace you with the next guy that's going to be drafted in the first round.
And just
that's
quickly,
what they do.
Tua was in as competitive a situation in a quarterback spot in
that's
college
right.
as there's ever been, ever
that's right.
been.
Jalen Hurts was the starter. Jalen Hurts gets hurt or pulled. Tua goes in a championship game, wins the game, gets a starting job the next year. Jalen Hurts goes to Oklahoma.
And Mac is also pushing from underneath as well, so you had Mac there as well at that time.
I'm just trying to figure out if we know that Tua is or can handle tough coaching and like a real, you know,
somebody who is a real stickler to detail, somebody who's going to really hone in on him on the fine points.
Oh, and like, he's going to check you on just your overall demeanor and your personality. So that's Saban. He's dealt with that. So it must have been, he must have felt so disrespected by Flores that he just hates him because he's a terrible person.
He called him a terrible person.
I mean, think about that. Now, I don't know. I think if you play long enough, you will have coaches who you hate.
I thought you were going to say something different. I thought you were going to go, now you've been called a terrible person before.
No. Oh, I have been called a terrible person.
Yes, of course.
You have too. But it is, I just wonder like what it was that he did that he holds such a grudge. He left such a mark on Tua, who won a national championship, right? Who was drafted in the first round. Like, he's got a good resume. He's got a great reputation. And he's not a jerk.
He doesn't seem to be.
Seems like he's a very accommodating guy, but Flores was a complete dink.
Well, Flores was asked about this. He is now the defensive coordinator in Minnesota, is Brian Flores, and he got sprung with the Tua question yesterday.
The words he used were terrible person. I'm just curious how that hit you.
Look, I'm human, so that hit me in a way that, you know, wasn't positive for me. But at the same time, you know, I've got to use that and say, hey, how can I grow from that? You know, how can I be better? That's really where I'm at from that standpoint. Do I feel like, you know, that's me? No. But how can I grow from that situation and create a world where that's not, you know, the case that anyone says that about Brian Flores?
See, it's curious. So what are you laughing about?
He don't care.
Oh no,
that guy doesn't give a damn.
He doesn't
care. Kidding me? He's been a dink. People have said he was dinkish here. He was dink in Miami.
No. I don't think he was dinkish here. Like when Matt Patricia left, and Flores took over. I think it was Hightower. I think it was Hightower, who was basically just praising him like crazy. How, I mean, paraphrasing, dumbed down the defense, didn't make it so difficult.
What I mean,
everybody loved him.
But what I mean, Dinkish, in that he is, he has Bill tendencies.
They
where,
all do.
Well, but Flores seems to be the kind of guy where you have to remind him you're not him. You need to kind of do things your own way. But you know what? If Brian Flores truly cared, he wouldn't have given that answer. He would have
apologized.
No,
sorry for my my actions. I was young and ambitious.
He would have said, "You know what? Tua was young. It was the first time for me as a head coach. We're gonna talk, and that's all I want to say on it." And then pick up the phone and call the guy. See,
not a chance.
That's why he don't care.
Not a chance. Would I call
knows,
that guy?
Right. That's the thing.
Where? I'm sure he really should have said where.
Well, speaking
where?
Of
this, was actually his voicemail.
That is true. That's exactly right. Exclusive audio.
So he didn't call him, but he just left the voicemail.
But which one left that message for whom, though? I think it would be Flores for Tua, right?
There is an aspect of Tua that I'm like, man, I can see Flores just being a, like, trying to do the Jedi mind trick that Bill used to do, but just really missing the mark on what Tua needed, right? It just completely missing it.
Well,
because he obviously is a good player.
Well, and Flores, one less win than what Mike McDaniel has in a 2-year span. And as someone in the Twitch chat mentioned, Flores had a GM that was openly trying to tank and was trying to get Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So, like, they're
trying to tank, and they literally tried to sabotage the year and blame it all on him.
Well, Foyer.
And he's suing the league still.
Maybe, just maybe, we need to get in a different kind of wambulance. Because I'm sure that longtime vested veteran in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers, is someone that you can empathize with. Foyer, you played 13 glorious years in the National Football League. You were beat up. You understand what the grind is like. And by God, Aaron Rodgers yesterday wanted us to know how tough camp has been this year. Here is A-Rod.
I would say the camp is much harder this year, and maybe the hardest in the last 7 or 8 of my career. I knew that. I had a little insight coming into camp that that's what Robert wanted to do. So I think it's been good for us. You know, there's a lot of different schools of thought, and there's always, you know, people you can scapegoat as far as injuries and different things. But I think some of the older guys enjoyed, to steal a coaching word, the callous part of training camp where you're kind of grinding. And some people believe that although it puts more, you know, strain on you in training camp, that actually gets you more ready to play when the season starts. And then some people believe the opposite.
Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, if you're watching on Twitch, you could see me roll my eyes. And if not, I'm telling you, I'm rolling my eyes. I don't buy any of it. What? So
I would say the camp is much harder.
Okay, so and he knew it was going to be harder because Sala told him, "Hey, let's so you know, I'm gonna don't tell the boys, but I'm really going to challenge him." You know,
Robert told him.
What?
Robert told him.
Robert. Oh, God. They're on a first name. It's not even Rob.
Can he call him Robbie? Thunder? Can he humor us and
Robert
call him Thunder or Lightning or something?
I don't know if he's mocking him or.
That's what Robert wanted to do.
That's what Robert wanted to do. Holy crap. This is going to be amazing. So Robert wanted it to be tougher. What does that even mean? You can't do. I mean, I guess you can only be in pads a certain amount of time.
It's going to challenge him a lot of mental reps.
And I was going to say, okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so was it challenging more for him because it's a new offense, the same offense?
A lot of dry swings.
Oh, man.
My gosh.
Robert.
Hey, he's like batting 500 since he came back.
Yeah. Everybody's going to be, the Tom Emanski dry swing program is going to take over baseball.
That is
thousands
funny.
Thousands of mental reps has him hitting this 450 since he came back.
Hey, you could stand in a room and just take mental at-bats.
I feel like that's a hard-o move in itself, calling your coach's first name. By his first name.
Well, didn't
like, that's what William wanted to do.
Oh, I mean, if you're
that's
going.
That's what Robert wanted to do.
I mean,
I feel like that's a slight at him. I feel like that's a dig.
But
like, I don't respect you enough to call you coach.
No, but players here would always say, well, that's a Bill question. So they would always use Bill's first name.
I guess you're right. All right.
Well,
stand down.
No. But I think the problem
maybe
is.
Maybe it's the name Robert.
No, it's twofold. Roger, everything that Roger says comes across as douchey.
That's what it is. It's got to be it.
No one respects Robert Saleh. Like, that's the other thing, too. Like, if it were Bill and he were like, well, you know, Bill said it was going to be harder, he'd be like, okay, no problem. But when it's Aaron Rodgers being like Robert and saying the full name, you're like, oh, what a
It is weird, though, and I feel like people calling Bill is like feels different. I gotta have to do a deep dive on this. How many players call their coach by their first name when they're addressing him, when they're talking about them in the media?
Well, I would assume that they probably got a nickname for Sean McVay out there in L.A. I don't know if they would go with Sean. Might be
like, does Bo Nix call him Coach, or does he call him Sean?
Or does he go Coach Payton? Yeah.
I think it's like a respect thing. I feel like if when kids come to the house to see you, do they call you by your first name?
No, you know what's really funny?
Or they say Mr. Gresh.
There's one kid who does the Mr. thing, and I can't get him to break, but my older kid, all of his friends listen to the show and gamble, so they only go last name.
Or they go Gresh.
Yeah, most of them do, or like they were doing a fantasy.
The show name?
No, the younger group was over last night because they're about to splinter and go to college. Yeah. They were doing a fantasy draft, and I would, if I were in the kid, I would hear from outside, hey, Gresh, come here! And it'd be like one of the kids who...
You're like one of the boys.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, no one... Whenever people walk into my house, it's normally like, where is he? Because we don't...
It's eyes down.
We don't want to... No, no, no. It's more of, though, we don't want to leave a door open. We don't want to leave a light on.
Turn the light off.
Yeah, because I'm the one who will, like, if they're all sitting in the garage and one of them wants to be like, who left the light on in the bathroom? One of them will be like, I did. I'm like, all right, you're okay.
Turn it off.
Yeah, type thing.
House.
Get out of there, turn it off. Yeah, yeah, one of those deals. Don't drown. I don't need that.
Pass it to the left and get the hell out of my house.
Yeah. They bring the stuff for me, Billy.
Yeah, Gresh lets the backpacks into the house. Gresh keeps them out of the house.
That is kind of true.
Yeah, one bag makes noises, the other one doesn't.
Well, the problem is that whenever
one,
just
smells amazing.
Whenever one of the kids like comes to the door or whatever, or you know, young adults, let's say, and it'll be like clink, 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 clink. Normally, one of them will like pull out the bottle of wine and give it to my wife, and then she'll just be like, "All right, you can pass through."
They're buying her off.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. KJ Shard, Kendall Jackson Chardonnay, you're good to go. But that's what it is for you.
Kendall Jackson.
You ever send a gift to the house?
That's what I need. That's fine.
Send to Betty.
That's fine.
It'll make her
happy.
Never
forget that.
Oh, and just quickly, Jerry Jones is now saying good things about CeeDee Lamb. So maybe he's going to stay there. Cross another one off the list.
And maybe that's what Brandon Ayuk is really waiting for.
Oh, that Ayuk thing is weird.
It's like let me just see what CeeDee Lamb signs for, and then that could be like a new relevant comp.
Brandon Ayuk would actually do better tax-wise if he were here than California.
I know.
It just goes to show he really wants to stay with the 40.
Yeah, he wants
to
stay there.
He won't go nowhere. Mm-hmm. He's just trying to get the money. Speaking of the money, you put a Bezos in. Now they say he's out. Bezos got the money. Will he buy the Celtics himself? Or do the hokey pokey on the people buying the team?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Last year is over, to be honest. No. We celebrated. We had a good time. It's been an awesome summer. I've been having a great summer, by the way. But it's over with. Now it's back to work. Now we got the target on our back. Everybody's trying to come after us. And I'm like, come on. So it's back to work. I'm looking forward to next season.
That is Jaylen Brown, ready for the upcoming season. Hell, camp's right around the corner.
Back to the pool.
And then it's going to be the Celtics' quest to go back-to-back. And, well, yesterday the buzz on the street was maybe Jeff Bezos is in line to buy the Celtics and that he really wants it. And, of course, that came from Bill Simmons. You take that for whatever it's worth. And then a update yesterday, according to The Information, which is a real thing. It is run by real people.
Costs a lot of money.
Bezos has, quote, no plans, end quote, to buy the Celtics, according to The Information. It mentions here that Bezos has been linked to the Washington Commanders, and apparently Bezos was simply outbid for the Commanders, according to some reports. They got a quote in here from Front Office Sports, and somebody who's like a sports management professor is like, well, there's not really that many billionaires in the world, so Bezos' name is going to come up. Is this just interesting semantics? No plans to?
It's true.
Or
yeah.
I said it yesterday. It's the lowest hanging of fruit to just say, well, Bezos has a ton of money, and he's been on sports teams before, so why wouldn't he be in on
this? Has he been
this?
On sports teams before?
I just mentioned that he was in on the Commanders.
Oh, that's right. wasn't even paying attention.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks
just
a lot.
I'm just going to admit it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it even maybe it is semantics. I mean, what type of deal would you have to make? And I think the main thing is, like, yeah, I have no plans because, yeah, you only want to give me 51%.
I do think that the way that the Grosbecks would like to structure the sale might end up factoring into it. But then again, if you're a multi-billionaire and you have enough money to be able to buy the Celtics, I would think that wouldn't just bother Jeff Bezos. I would think that would bother other people who would love to come in and gain control of the franchise.
It is interesting. So the only name that pops up is it Bezos or Bezos?
I think I say Bezos, but I think it's Bezos.
Okay. Can't call him just B.
We can't just go with Jeff. How about Jeffrey?
With Jeff. Let's do what Rodgers did with Robert.
With Jeffrey.
Robert. So when Jeff decides to buy the team.
That's what Robert wanted to do.
Yeah, when Jeff decides to buy the team, then he's gonna want a WNBA team along with it. He's gonna want another outside. He's gonna want a new facility, a new arena. All that stuff's gonna be part of it.
No, look, regardless of Bezos, whatever. I say it almost Yinzer and Bezos, but nevertheless, if this guy wants it, he can get it because he can pay more than anybody else. But the one thing about billionaires is they're normally smart business people. Whereas we, as you know, how many people sit around and dream, boy, if I won $400 million in the lottery, what would I do? Somebody with $140 billion net worth doesn't sit around and do that. It's more of the, where am I going to place my money? Is this a good strategic investment? And there are multiple reasons for a guy like Bezos, whatever, to not jump in something like this.
So if he was in on the, he was in on the Washington Commanders, the Seattle Seahawks, and when it came down to those, he was simply, I'm just reading a Financial Times report, said he was just simply outbid.
Yes.
That was it. Did you say that also?
Mm-hmm. Damn it. What are you doing there?
How long were you not?
Like, seriously.
I do not know. I don't know. I'm sorry. Wait, can you marry those two together so I literally say the same thing that he just said?
No.
You really need to marry those two together.
Honest to God.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
You honestly need to marry those two together. Well, it's been a while since I did that.
I would agree.
It's been a while.
No, it's true.
It's been a while.
Especially at that level where you read from the exact same thing that I read from because I linked it in the show right
now. I clicked the link and I'm sitting there reading it like I found it on my own. I was like, well, he didn't say this.
So I guess Bezos was in, but now he's out. We'll see who is next in the hokey pokey carousel that will be the sale of the Boston Celtics. Andy Hart will join us at noon. Gerard Mayo's press conference at 12:30. All that coming up next hour with Gresham Fauria. Don't forget to download and subscribe to the Odyssey app. Adapt to the app. You can take this show wherever you go. I don't know if you happened to see the outrage that was on the interwebs yesterday connected to the National Football League and some of their league partners. John Auerand of Puck News, which, again, a real site, out-of-market game package for the Red Zone on the Apple Store for viewing on an iPad or iPhone. The cost of this package is $680. So the Red Zone on Apple,
yep,
$680. And if you want to package it up with the Red Zone, throw another $60 on there, and for $739.99, you can get the Red Zone and the Sunday ticket package. That seems ridiculous.
That seems like a lot. I don't know if I... So this is a... What is it? Out-of-market game package.
Oh, that's the...
That's the key.
No, but that would be the... If you're in Des Moines, Iowa, and there's not an NFL team in sight.
Don't have one in sight.
Right. You're going to spend $679.99 to be able to watch all the games via Red Zone on your tablet, phone, yada, yada.
So what team would Des Moines, Iowa actually get?
What
would be their home team? What would be their 1 o'clock, right?
My guess would be Chicago,
Des Moines, Iowa.
Chicago, Detroit, Denver, of those maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Something like
we
that?
We need one of those maps that people say, here are all the fans in this state.
Oh, it's not even more than the fans. It's the whole who has, like, home rights territories and all that sort of whatnot, which is why there wasn't an NHL team going back to Hartford.
Would you pay this much?
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Are people paying for it?
No. Number one, the Red Zone, which, by the way, and we were talking about this yesterday in the off-air show, you used to have to pay extra for the Red Zone. Now it's, like, baked into your cable. Like, for mine, I know it's there all the time.
I wouldn't even know. I mean, but for us, so it's just a write-off anyways. Just go ahead and purchase it, and at the end of the year, just write it off as a business expense. You should be able to have all 22, like NFL Red Zones. You got to have all these games, all these packages. No big deal. $700, bam, write it off.
I'm not paying that. I'm not paying that, even though it could be a write-off. I can get what I need from Red Zone. Again, I'm one of those people who will slap a high-def antenna and pull the game off of just regular broadcast television whenever I need to. Hell, if you got the right HD antenna, depending on where you are, on a Sunday, you could set up two TVs and watch like four football games or something like that. It's not that hard. It really isn't.
I can't do it unless I'm forced to do it. Like, I don't want to watch. I only have enough patience and just like ability to focus on one. But that's it. So you're
and
easy.
And I'm not a big fan of the red zone either, to be honest with you. Like the whole, like, that's another thing I'm not a big fan of.
And the other thing is, if you go to like the NFL.com or whatever, you can literally go. They have all the basically everything that the red zone does in a one little, like, you know, 10-minute package.
And the 781, it's not 680 for the red zone. I said it is 680 for the Sunday ticket. And if you tag on $60 to get it to $739.99, that's when you get both. The 508 said with YouTube TV, it was like $200 for the full package with red zone. So these are for people who...
And that was also like $90 a month or something for YouTube TV.
I mean...
It's a lot.
It is just...
It's too much.
No, you know what's amazing is we have now taken what was created in 1990 and we're now just doing it with streaming. I mean, really. We now just have streaming cable. That's all it is. And now people have partnered up or whatever. But when you really think about it, what are we doing? We're shifting dollars that would have been spent on cable where, by the way, if you stick with it and you have it, you get all of the, you get like the apps and stuff, the kind of like if you're a, for me.
You get a bundle.
Yeah. Like we have HBO and whatnot and all that. Okay, well, guess what? I get to go on HBO Max. It's super easy. And so it's just so splintered, but it's crazy to think that if you're an out-of-marketer and you want to watch it through the Apple TV, you're looking at almost $700.
That's such a big number.
It really is kind of crazy. My freaking laptop died because I only have my backup charger today.
Oh, see. I know why I'm like that. I know why I'm like got a disconnect to today.
You?
Yeah.
It mentions here that Bezos has been linked to the Washington Commanders, and apparently Bezos was simply outbid.
A few moments later.
Has he been on sports teams before?
I just mentioned that he was in on the Commanders.
Oh, that's right.
12 seconds later.
And when it came down to those, he was simply, I'm just reading a Financial Times report, said he was just simply outbid.
Yes.
That was it. Did you say that also?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Oh boy, it's been a while.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that is
right there.
Literally just everything you said. I was actually looking at you while you were saying it.
I know.
I didn't hear a word you said.
That's great. I know you got contacts in. I didn't know it affected your hearing.
No. Well, you know, I blame it on my youngest leaving.
Did they say that also? Mm-hmm. Today was a rough day for Foley.
Very emotional.
I do have empathy.
Preoccupied.
That's right.
With one of the youngest.
The latest scholarship kid went to free school.
Well, so I was happy and sad.
Oh, yeah.
I was happy. Hey, okay. Tuition is somewhat kind of paid for.
You still end up paying for school.
Oh, listen.
You still end up sending
checks. Your 529 is going to be put to good use.
My Super Bowl winnings.
Yeah.
That's where
3 years away from emptying that thing out. Actually, no, you're not. I forgot.
I got another one.
You had a late one.
I know.
I had a
souvenir.
What a waste of money just sitting in there now. But who knows? You might need all of it for the last one.
You never know.
Maybe that's the one that doesn't end up getting a scholarship.
Don't say that, Crash. Don't put that in the air.
You skated.
Not if I have anything to do with it.
You skated on four of them. We all can look up what those Super Bowl checks were. Even in the current day, you're still ahead of the game.
I'd say, listen, I put every last penny into those 529 accounts just in case.
What you want is to get to the finish line with all of them taken care of, and then you can like, oh.
Party.
Rafel Devers.
Yeah, that's
Pardon?
The one. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I'm peeling off a little piece for a party. Absolutely. Man. I know I'm not you're so disciplined and I save every dollar. No, I want to have a good time also.
Yeah.
You can do both.
Because I'd like to retire.
That and his World Cup savings.
What
a huge party.
That's right. I forgot.
What is the World Cup savings?
The tens of thousands of dollars that you are allegedly going to make from, Sheikh Abdul Lani is going to come in and rent your place.
I'll make at least $50K. And even though you're against it, I'll still invite you. You won't show up.
At least $50K. Hey,
after on. Expenses, I'll probably, I don't know, probably yeah, be around
make,
40.
You make about $5.
Because I want to really treat the guests nice.
Over $1.2 billion.
Yeah, I'm going to treat them real nice.
You know what? You are using Bidenomics for this. It's clear. And you might need to check the math on that one, brother. Oh, my God. You can also get us on Twitter, Gresh Fourier, W-E-E-I. On Instagram, Gresh and Fourier. Spell the A-N-D in between our last names. Andy Hart with us at noon. You'll hear Gerard Mayo at 12:30. Big deal, no big deal at 12:48. But the lunchtime parlay, and it's a big one, is next. Let's get it with a lunchtime parlay. The lunchtime parlay is presented by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. And the official sports book of WEEI. Two wins, two losses out of four picks yesterday. Zach Wheeler under the 1.5 walks. That was mine. Billy was on the Dodgers minus the 1.5. Royals actually lost to the Angels yesterday, screwing Chicken Nick. And that pesky Sparks Sun game stayed inside double digits.
Man, minus 14. Jeez.
How about that? So right back up on the horse once again. By the way, we are $111.80 to the good when it comes to the lunchtime parlay. Fari, why don't you lead the way? Why don't I hit it backwards?
Well,
today?
Let's hit it backwards because early game, Sox taking on the Houston Astros. I'm just going to go Red Sox on the money line. That's it. And you can I didn't make this pick based on the stat that you shared earlier in the day. I literally just tried to find an easy one.
Oh.
Yeah, just an easy, simple, and had something to do with starters. I don't know what the hell that stat was.
It was that the Red Sox are 16-13
there
when there
go.
Is a game started yeah. by an opener.
Netting like, a consistent $100 for a better for what? Five, what is this? Even? Oh, yeah, an 18.2% return on investment.
There you go.
Look at you.
For every
I'm
going
to make
also?
It to the end.
Damn it.
I'm going to make it to the end.
If you're $100 better, you're up a there little over $500 bucks.
An hour and 50 minutes.
I'm going to make it.
Nick, what do you have?
I am going with probably the low-hanging fruit. The Giants are hosting the White Sox. Garrett Crochet is on the mound, but he has not gone over four innings in over a month.
Oh!
So once he comes, he hasn't been good to begin with since all the trade stuff started coming up. Because it's at like his high innings or whatever. But just keeping the Giants on the run line today against the White Sox.
All right, Giants minus the 1.5. Billy, good morning.
How are you?
How goes it? Hey, I haven't asked this in a while. How's Bubba doing?
Bubba's doing good. Bubba grew very much so
Uh-oh.
During the vacation.
Oh.
In the sense that before we left, he was just taking a couple steps. And by the time we got home, he is now officially mobile.
Have you baby-gated everything?
As much as we could. You know, there's still some things to do. A couple little sockets here and there. I got to hide the forks and cover up the sockets. But, you know, everything on the shelves are pushed a little bit further back. And, you know, we're trying.
He's a Lanny. I figure if there were one thing he'd have respect for, it'd be the forks.
You know what it is, too? It's like he's a Lanny in the sense that the second the fridge opens, he comes scampering in from the other room because he heard the door open.
Or sees the light and the reflection.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, he walks like a little drunk.
That?
It's awesome.
Oh, is this you on Twitch right now?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That's,
oh, is
that's
that
who, we were at Fun Spot.
Oh. Oh, Donkey Kong.
That's
I love
him
it.
Playing the Donkey Kong game from Fistful of Quarters.
Love it.
But
and he is mesmerized.
Oh, yeah. And the thing we learned, too, is like he's way more into games. Like they have like little kid rides on there. But
oh.
He was stone faced on that thing. Just didn't care. Had no interest in the rides.
He hasn't blinked yet.
But you put him in front of the game and he is just mesmerized by it.
Look at that. Bubba Lanny there playing a little.
I was so mad,
Kong.
Too, because I forgot to bring the like the front pack. Like a baby Bjorn thing.
Yeah.
So if I had that, it would have been much easier to like hold. I would have just held him there to play the game. You know
it's
what I mean?
True.
So one hand holding him and then one hand playing the game for him.
Yeah, listen, you're a rookie too.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know,
we're
rookie mistake,
together.
You're learning.
Look at that kid.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Bubba.
Yeah, look what he's saying. Where is food?
High at the kitchen table, right near the fridge, ready for somebody to open it and get him something.
That's awesome.
Bubba. All right. So
love
the Diamondbacks. Say that they haven't named a starter, but the betting websites say it's Jordan Montgomery. So I'm taking Arizona to cover the 1.5 against the Marlins in Miami.
All right, and I'm going to go with a Red Sox hitter, Willier Abreu, to go under a half a hit. So basically, Abreu to go hitless today for the Red Sox. That's at plus 115. So when you add up Willier Abreu under the half a hit, the Diamondbacks on the run line, the Giants on the run line, and the Red Sox on the money line, folks. graphic is wrong. However, your $10 will win you. Are you ready for this? $242.40. That is what happens when you got a bunch of plus money in today's lunchtime parlay. We'll get that out on social media. Gresh Fourier, W-E-E-I. You can also get it on, that's on Twitter and X, whatever you call it. Instagram, Gresh and Fourier. Spell the A and D in between our last names. There you go. Graphic is right. $10 to win you $242.40 on today's lunchtime parlay. And since we have like a minute and a half here or whatever, let me mention that for those of you listening down on 103.7 in Rhode Island, or if you have a Sportsbook Rhode Island app, my parlay for the week is up there now.
Ooh,
for you to
you
be
got?
Able to jump. You want to just tell you what it is?
Yeah, how many 10 minutes?
I went with Patriots minus the points and Carolina on the money line.
What's your record there?
Oh, you mean on Sportsbook Rhode Island? I want to say I'm 0-3 to start in terms of the... Well, here's the thing. They're also asking me on a Monday to give them like a parlay where things change during the week, obviously. So to satisfy them, I'm giving them like picks on Monday, but they might not come in till Friday. And changing a lot, you know what I mean? So I'm in a little bit of a, it's not like instantaneous. I just zip it over there and send it over and yada, yada. So, but anyway, you can click on it. You see the WEEI link right there with my photo and everything. And you can jump on that deal and bingo, bango. You never know. I just went with a two-team footballer.
Okay.
I am trying to do, like I did last college basketball season with the big numbers and, you know, win the 25
grand
and stuff.
That's right.
I'm trying to do it with football.
How? I was going to say, so how would you do that?
I'm having a much.
Like college or pro?
No, okay. College. Because the pros, the sharps are, and everybody is on. Normally with the college game is where you can find value early in the year. I'm having a hard time finding the same kind of value, let's say. Because that college basketball parlay I hit was like 13 legs or something like that, or 12
That's
legs.
Insane.
Whatever it was, right? Trying to do it with football, it hasn't come
you
to
had
me
a
as
hack
easily.
Because you had a hack with the with basketball,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was the opening games where you have like Kansas playing, you know, Worcester State or something like that. It's normally 50-point underdogs. No, they normally win by 70. Like so those deals, trying to find those in for college football has been rough. Even that Florida State Georgia Tech game, like I'm having a hard time handicapping that one because I just don't know what version of Florida State I'm getting.
Yeah,
so.
I haven't begun to look at that stuff. I don't know if I'm really ready for college football right now.
Really?
That's the one in Dublin, right?
Yes.
Who's, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's for very, 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 very first game of the year. Hell, UMass is suiting up, and I got a game in a week and a half. Eastern Michigan's rolling into Amherst.
Uh-oh, look out for the Wiggins.
Next Saturday.
The Wiggins boys.
Please. You know what I always
see? Seats available.
Yeah, I saw them in the spring game, and we yelled at each other in the parking lot, just, hey, what's up? But when it gets to the regular season, here's what you see.
Of Wiggy.
Of Wiggy okay. And Mrs. Wiggs. I see Mrs. Wiggs. She's walking with a purse in her hand and an iced coffee.
Okay.
And then there's Jermaine behind her looking like he's got the tent and all the seats and the chair backs and whatever cooler they're bringing in or whatever. He looks like he's about to go camping. Mrs. Wiggins looks like she's about to sit and wait for Wiggy to sit up the chairs and stuff so that they can go camping. It's kind of funny. He's rolling in with all this stuff. We can wave to Mrs. Wiggs and she'll look up and be like, hey, how you doing? Pretty crazy. Speaking of crazy, Andy Hart will talk football with us next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse left.
pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.